Nashville's newest piece of large-scale public art is being erected this week alongside the Cumberland River, a waterway that inspired the sculpture. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports that the debut of this piece comes amid a flurry of big art projects in the city.
There's nothing that looks quite like it in downtown Nashville, a tall piece of steel that doesn't include any straight lines. This artwork, titled Light Meander, curves back and forth as it rises 45 feet, mimicking the bends in the Cumberland River. It will reflect the sun, it will light up at night, and a bench along the bottom will invite people to sit beneath the soaring metal. The sculpture in the new Riverfront Park will also provide a unique view to anyone crossing the water over the pedestrian bridge. That's on purpose, says Tom Drugan, one of two Seattle artists behind the piece.
Historically, I mean, the river was sort of the lifeblood of the town and city for a long time, and then that connection to the river sort of got lost over time. So this whole project, in fact, but also the art specifically, is to try and reconnect to the river.
The installation of new art is a common scene lately. In the past 5 years, Nashville has debuted 39 city-owned art projects, some materializing after years of legwork. The collection began in 2007 with a different metal sculpture along the river titled Ghost Ballet, which resembles a red roller coaster corkscrew. Before long, there will be enough art for a walking tour, says Caroline Vincent with Metro Arts.
We're building almost like a sculpture trail with that piece, Ghost Ballet, and, you know, is that something we look at down the road that, you know, we continue to add to that idea of a sculpture walk?
A handful of other art projects are coming soon, including what will be the largest one in city history, alongside the Music City Center. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.